If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, I'm no longer being a loser. Today, I'm going to change my path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole, and I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circular motion of shit.
Get up early, do some kind of workout, eat good foods, clean your room, make a list of things that you're supposed to do in your life, and then wake up in the morning and do those things that you put on the list.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk, get off the podcast, don't be on social media too much, cut out all the f***ing noise, get back to the f***ing mental lab.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
The ultimate lesson here is this. Everybody's on their own path, and I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. Most people need to shut the fuck up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's going to be the work that you fucking do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for.
There is no shame to admit that you're afraid, because there is no courage without fear. And when I made peace with that, it changes everything in my life, because I made peace and I said it to even in my openness, like, yeah, I'm scared of you. But no matter what, I'm going to freaking walk the walk and there's nothing you can do.
I'm telling you it is worth it. Yeah. And you know what? You actually know it's worth it. That's why you're asking this question. You know it's worth it. You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way. Yeah. You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. No, it's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head and I don't like it. Yeah. But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it, and you know it's worth it.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings got to go away. It's raining outside. It's cold outside. When you don't want to put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up, mother. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, that. You're going to want to be in the gym.
You want.
If I could go back, I'd tell younger me, you're going to do some pretty great things, but you do not need to be great. All you have to do is be yourself. That will always be enough.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
If I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man. In order for something to change, there needs to be change.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come saw. Anyway, the views are better above ground. I mean, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I got to lose weight. I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night. And the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You got to change something.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south. And you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, then you solve the next one, and then the next. And if you solve enough problems, you get to come home.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. You're a wonderful, strong, intelligent youngster. Take advantage of that. Trust in God. Trust in yourself. And step forward. Put one foot in front of another.
You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes. And start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
There's only one person in this world that wants it more than me today. And that's me tomorrow.
Bro, plenty of people are depending on you, bro, and you're folding. The weight is on your shoulders, bro. You have a task at hand every day that you're not getting done. People need you, dog. If you just sit here and be piss poor every day, knowing that you're the only person who can make this right, but you're also the only person who can fuck this up, it's all on you.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come saw. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
What the hell are you even doing here, bro? You understand you got this opportunity one time, right? And this is how you're spending it? You think it's all just a joke right now because you're young, huh? You think you got all the time in the world to get your life back in your hands. Well, let me tell you, you're going to think that way every single day. And one day you're going to be 30.
Stop questioning your purpose. Just know that whatever journey you're on, you can't be envious of somebody else. You can't look over in their yard and go, why ain't I rocking like that person? Mm. It's not your time. God don't want that to happen for you like that. You just keep doing what you're doing, and there's no bad in your life. It's all good. Just be grateful along the way to God. Trust God in this journey. He got you.
The warmth of the trophy is relative to the fire that burned to get there. It shouldn't be easy. It should be hard. It should be the hardest thing you've ever done. It should be cardio after a workout. It should be meal prepping while on vacation. It should be the shit that you don't want to do. The shit that others won't. If you want to be great, there is a commitment to sacrifice you must make. A commitment not many people do, but a commitment that separates good from great.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, it's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life. Prepare for battle.
See, what's the point if every day you don't get 1% better? I don't care what I did today. Today's over, right? When I wake up, it's a new day. I'm competing with myself. I'm trying to beat myself from whatever I did yesterday. I'm going to do a little bit better. I'm going to go a little bit harder.
Mediocrity feels so f***ing good. So we love surrounding ourselves with mediocre people that give us the get-out-of-jail-free card. Whenever life gets hard for us, they tell us it's okay. We don't want to surround ourselves with those people out there who are getting the f*** after it every day, holding us accountable, making us feel uncomfortable. People who are challenging us at every turn of life. Those people scare us. That's exactly where you need to be in your life, with those people who put you in a world of questioning who you are. That's exactly where you want to go. That's exactly where you grow.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends, but they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends, and they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward, because that's what everybody else does. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
Don't rely on social media. Put it down, turn it off, shut up, be quiet, learn, read, relax, get better. First part of your life, you learn. Second part of your life, you earn. Third part of your life, you return.
Today, I'm no longer being a f***ing loser. Today, I'm going to change my f***ing path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what. Because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole, and I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this. And I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of motion as shit.
Set up a schedule and just do the work. You wake up one day, you feel this way. You wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. You stick to what you put there on paper.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life. So it's a very different video, because yesterday I made the choice to get up early and run, but today's another day. Today's another day that I'm faced with another choice to make. So I'm making the choice again to put my shoes on early in the morning and get active again. So make the right decision.
You're one decision away from changing. Literally, you are one decision away from changing. It's a decision away. You're one decision away from changing your life. I hope you make that decision tonight. And I hope you make that decision with what you do tonight.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nuts. For once in your life, have some ownership, some credibility behind your actions and your words. Mean what you say, do what you say. Follow through for something for one time in your life. One time, follow through on what you say. You will feel a high that you've never felt before. When you follow through on things in life, guys, you achieve the confidence, the mentality that anything's possible.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
I get an email the other day. This young man wants to be a ranger, but he's afraid to go to ranger school. Not because how hard the training is, but because he's afraid if he fails, what people are going to say by judging them. One thing in life, this applies to everything in life. Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like shit, so they're going to judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be a coward.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. One of the things I tell young men, well, and young women as well, but the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no.
Today, I'm no longer being a f***ing loser. Today, I'm going to change my path. I'm going to get on the path of success. I don't care how long that road is. I'm going to see it through no matter what, because you know what? I've been living enough years in this shithole, and I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not happy with this, and I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of going through the same circle of motion as shit.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, you have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Colosseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. But you know what? F*** that. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you have to wake up. When you fail, don't blame your mom, don't blame your dad. The only person you have to blame is yourself.
It's 44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out, trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every day of your life, no matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Colosseum of life, prepare for battle.
So another year is come and gone, and a lot of us are in the same place we were last year. What the f*** are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our f***ing lives, and we think we can take f***ing days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves f***ing options on which way we're gonna go in life. Am I gonna run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a f*** that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You're giving yourself too many f***ing options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the f*** you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the f***ing crowd.
You have to go dark. Remind me about that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people.
When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too.
We agreed not to drink. We didn't do drugs. Like, we didn't date. We didn't do anything. We just literally obsessed from the time we woke up to the time we went to bed. That's literally all we did.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. I mean, think about it. If you're going to do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
You need to love pain. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the
correct sense.
Oh my, no, this is real. You need to love pain.
No one's gonna save you. No one's gonna come out of the woods and say, hey, I got your back, man. I wanna take you from all this. So the only person coming to save you is yourself.
I am not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I have something inside which is burning. And I look around and this life and everything I see is not for me. I'm supposed to be something different. I have to be something different. And I'm going to change my life.
What you know is very limited. And what you don't know is limitless. And you have an opportunity every day to surround yourself with people to help you grow.
It hurts. It's heavy. But it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great. Today ain't just about a piece of paper. It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Mm-hmm. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing to push through and almost seeing that level of discomfort as a signal, it's like a way marker that's been planted in the ground. Yes, yeah. More this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was all just super easy, well, how are you going to get anything different to what everybody else has got if you do the same thing that everybody else does?
Yeah.
And one of the best selectors for people not doing a thing is discomfort. So the route that has a lot of discomfort down it, usually on the other side of that, ends up with something which is valuable.
That pain you feel, that's the payment of success. You must be willing shoulder that pain to get the success. And success is something that's a very lonely path in this world, because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that futurement of success, the better life. Very few are. And when you get the success, what comes with that is many. Success is a spotlight shining down on their missed opportunities, where they came up short, where they didn't quite have it inside and never went back to revisit it, where failure is what stood instead of improving failure for success. Failure is part of the recipe for success. You fail 1,000 times before you succeed. Every single person has. It's the losers that fail once and quit. Every winner has done failed. The loser and the winner both have failed. It's just that the winner gets back up and does it again.
Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never quit, in the end, you will succeed.
The best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. The best, the second and the best time is today. Plant the tree of self-discipline.
You can be anything you want to be. You could have all the talent in the world, but if you don't do the right thing, then nothing happens. But when you do right, guess what? Good things happen.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
You're smart, you're talented, you know a few things, but talent means nothing in this game if you don't make the right choices. There's plenty of talented people out there who never see the light of day anymore. Last thing, takes discipline. Because this whole game is one big long shot, and if you don't have the discipline to stay away from the flyers or from the gambles or whatever else you want to call a stupid move, then my friend, I'm afraid to say, one day you will go down. It's inevitable. You want my advice? Make a list of everything you want now, and then plan on spending the next 25 years of your life getting it, slowly, piece by piece.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. How on earth do you think that you're going to be able to move mountains and get out of that relationship that you don't like and move countries or change career when you can't not hit snooze, even though last night you promised yourself that you weren't going to hit snooze? And it's how people that are able to do extraordinary things have been able to get there.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, he goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience. And I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
Learn to say f*** you to the world every once in a while. You have every right to. Just stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, wondering, doubting, fearing, hurting, hoping for some easy way out. Stop it and just do!
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.